On Thursday, Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. It's the first time North Korea has hosted such a summit since both men's predecessors came together in 2005. Andrew Jong is a reporter who covers North Korea for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins me from Seoul. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hello, Patricia. Thank you.
Kim Jong-un has met with Xi Jinping several times in China. What's the significance of a meeting on North Korean soil?
It's the first time that Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a visit to North Korea. And it's significant because all the previous meetings between Kim and Xi occurred on Chinese soil. And the North Koreans have been requesting the Chinese leader to come visit them and reciprocate Kim Jong-un's visits to China, which I believe have been four times in the last year or so, not including the time he traveled across China to go to Vietnam to meet President Trump in February. It also comes as the China-U.S. trade war is brewing, and it also comes as nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the U.S. is at a gridlock, and the two countries are traditional supporters of each other, and I believe it's a very symbolic move by both sides to show the U.S. that they both can use each other as leverage points in their respective negotiations with Washington. We also need to note the fact that China has been a longtime supporter of the regime in Pyongyang. China has been their friend since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. They've provided military assistance, economic assistance. China is North Korea's largest trading partner, meaning they are in the best position to provide Kim Jong-un and his regime with the economic support he needs as he goes through continued global sanctions imposed in the last decade or so due to North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. So it's a very symbolic and also substantive move by both sides to show the U.S. that, hey, we got our backseat for each other and the U.S. can't have its own way all the time.
It's a two-day summit. What are the leaders expected to discuss?
There is a lot of speculation on what the exact agenda could be, but there is a lot of talk here that the North Koreans will be or could be pushing for some more food aid from the Chinese. Food aid has been a topic of interest ever since the World Food Program came public with the message that there could be a food shortage within North Korea, although there is some suspicion that whether or not the data over food shortages in North Korea is accurate. Another topic of interest will be, of course, the trade war and the nuclear negotiations that China and North Korea respectively are undertaking with the U.S. They have a common, I guess, I don't want to say enemy, but adversary in these sensitive diplomatic talks. And, of course, they will try to exchange notes, share thinking, and try to coordinate policy vis-a-vis the U.S. To maximize their interest in their respective negotiations with the Trump administration. Another topic could also be the North Koreans and the Chinese trying to further traditional ties. Again, as we've discussed, the two countries have had a long history of economic and military partnership. So that will also be another likely topic of discussion.
China backed U.S. sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear program. What impact has that had on relations between Beijing and Pyongyang?
Right. As North Korea intensified their development of nuclear weapons in 2016 and 2017, China became more and more critical of the North Korean regime's policies because they felt that the North Korean moves was endangering the regional stability in Northeast Asia. And China, of course, believes that tension on their eastern periphery is against their national interests. So they eventually signed on to and supported UN sanctions that banned North Korean exports of coal, which China was a big importer of. They also supported sanctions against North Korean exports of textiles, fisheries, iron ore. So basically, the long list of North Korea's major cash earners China supported because they felt, again, threatened, or they felt that North Korea's development of nuclear weapons in that fashion went against their national interests, and the relationship suffered as a consequence. North Korea's Kim Jong-un, however, has been trying to mend and improve and, I guess, fix that problem since early 2018 when he went on his diplomatic, I guess, initiative with Seoul and Washington. So the relationship has had its ups and downs, but the traditional supporting relationship that the two countries have had mutually, I believe, has never really disappeared out of the picture, even during those times. But we have to note that the two countries did go through a time of strife and that the relationship has been rebounding in the last year or so.
With an escalating trade war in the background, Xi Jinping is expected to meet with Donald Trump next week at the G20 in Japan. What is there to say about the timing there, and what is that conversation likely to be like?
Yes, that meeting, of course, will come right after or a few days after Xi Jinping's visit to North Korea. And that's why I think the speculation and the discussion that China is trying to use North Korea as a leverage point in these trade talks is emerging. And we also have to note that the Chinese leadership is very well aware that the trade war is not only about trade. It concerns a broader array of topics that the two countries have had disagreements over, including cybersecurity, military issues, and the regional geopolitical balance. So the discussions, of course, ostensibly will concern trade, but we also, again, have to keep in mind that the China-U.S. tensions do not really concern only that one issue.
Andrew, there's another issue as well, of course, in relation to all of this. I mean, you're in Seoul, around 200 kilometres from Pyongyang, as the crow flies. What is the mood in your city when meetings of this calibre take place north of the border?
Well, I think there's some degree of welcoming and some sort of concern altogether within the Seoul government here in South Korea, because on the one hand, the South Korean government feels that the Chinese visiting North Korea is conducive to achieving their goal, which is to bring back North Korea to the nuclear discussion table. But on the other hand, South Korea has had this strategic dilemma because its largest trading partner is China, and it's by far the major security partner for them is the Americans. So they've been trying to toe a nice, careful line between the two countries. And at the same time, their main adversary remains North Korea. So they are well aware of the risks involved. But overall, I think they are welcoming of the Chinese move.
Andrew, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Patricia.
Andrew Jong is a reporter who covers North Korea for The Wall Street Journal, joining us there from Seoul. This is RN Drive.